With me in this interview is Troy Hobbs, who is the business manager for the Bunge-DuPont Biotech Alliance. And here at the Farm Progress Show, I understand, Troy, that DuPont and Bunge have made an announcement. I guess I'd let you explain, first of all, what's the news of the day here?
All right. Well, from an alliance standpoint, what we've done is today we announced kind of launching a new brand. The Trius brand. And it's interesting as Bunge and DuPont have been working together for the last 3 years, kind of really trying to understand and look at what are the opportunities out there in industry. We had originally started with the Nutrien brand, and the Nutrien was all around nutrition and how does that work. And as we started looking at the opportunities, we said, look, that brand doesn't really capture the vision of where we're trying to go. And so with the Trius brand, it focuses on what we call the power of three, and that is still nutrition. It's one of the key things that we're delivering, but the second thing we wanted to look at was sustainability. How can we create green, clean, renewable, sustainable sort of products for both industrial and consumer products? So we're kind of branching out from just nutrition and food to also looking at industrial, you know, and plays in that area. And then the third thing is functionality. How do we bring really strong functional characteristics that allow end-use customers to create products that consumers will ultimately buy?
What is this going to mean for your customers, the farmers who would be the producers themselves?
Yeah, I think what it does is what we're trying to hopefully represent is kind of our pipeline. You know, we started with Lowland. We've got a high oleic product coming through. We're looking at some high oleic, high steric products, and even looking at meals. And so how do we enhance the components of all the bean, the oil and the mill side, and how do we bring better value to growers, more opportunities for them to even preserve the soybean market share we have in the not only in the U.S. but globally. And so how do we bring those characteristics to growers but also to the ultimate consumers, you know, food companies and industrial companies and ultimately consumers like you and I.
Where will be where will you make your first impact felt with this new strategy?
I think probably when our high oleic product is launched, which, you know, in the next couple of years, we're planning to have that product out here. And as we start to bring that trait basically through the market, it's got some additional characteristics that allow broader functionality and broader applications. Again, moving, you know, food side like the Lowland, but also now moving into some industrial applications and even moving into some areas in the food segment today that Lowland really won't service.
Anything else you'd like people to know about this announcement you've made here at the show today?
I guess the key thing is we're excited. This is a really exciting time to be involved in agriculture. You know, I think I've been involved in the industry and in identity preserve sort of programs for quite some time, for, you know, probably the last 10 or 15 years of my career. And I don't think there's a better time to be in agriculture than today. There's just so much exciting new technology coming out that really is, you know, on the cusp of kind of a new era for us.
Well, thank you very much. That's Troy Hobbs with the Bunge-DuPont Biotech Alliance here at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.